TOK essay feedback for Hannah Ross. Okay, general recommendations first before I go into more details. You want the quality of knowledge is best measured by how many people accept it. My advice would be that you structure the essay in such a way that you talk about personal and shared knowledge. Now, personal knowledge is das Kennen, yeah, in German you would say, and this is knowledge that I come up with or came up with because of my personal experience. And shared knowledge is knowledge that is shared within a community. I know you should not use the same word here, but for example, the scientific knowledge, mathematical knowledge, knowledge about arts that a certain community of people agrees on. Okay, so that's basically stuff that can be taught in school, for example. Okay, so my advice, that would be the advice that I would actually go ahead. Maybe you can find in math and in arts examples of personal and shared knowledge. Okay, so that is number one, just generally. In your title, you answered the following. In this essay, I will show that the quality of knowledge is best measured by how many people accept it. That's only one part. But you're also going to show that some quality of knowledge does not only depend on how many people accept it. Okay? So make sure that this answer is balanced. Currently, you're only giving a one-sided answer. Okay, so first one, you talk about math. Basically, you talk about mathematical knowledge. There is knowledge is said to be valid depending on how many people accept it. For example, mathematical formulas. Please give me a more specific example of this. You make it very general. For example, formulas are created by individuals, but the more people accept it and use it, the higher the quality it has. I think what you mean to say is that certain formulas are somehow useful. Mathematical formulas are maybe useful for solving certain problems. Okay, and if a certain formula is used by a lot of people to solve a certain problem, real life problem, then maybe it has a higher quality. Maybe this is what you want to say, but then please spell it out. Okay, and give a more specific example. Counterclaim. The quality of knowledge can not only be best measured, just be careful when you formulate. It sounds like you're exactly saying the opposite. In English, say, in some cases, the quality of mathematical knowledge is not based. Okay? Be a little bit more, wie soll man sagen, nicht so ja-nein-mäßig formulieren. Be a little bit softer in formulating this. Okay? Because you're not sure whether math is invented or discovered. That's an interesting point. It's some TOK theory, but currently, at least in those four lines that you give me here, I do not see a connection how invented or being discovered has to do something with the number of people. Okay, this connection is still missing here. But there is no distinct proof that this concept is true because it might have been invented by humans. I guess I agree with you. But as of now, I do not yet see a clear connection on how this relates to the number of people. Okay, so this link is missing. So let's move on over to art. Basically, in arts, the quality of knowledge or quality is often judged by its value on the market. And I guess what you want to say, the value on the market represents the number of people accepting it. Okay, I guess this is what you want to say. Please make this connection. Okay. For example, okay, so Mona Lisa is highly probably known, and basically many people agreed on its quality. I guess it's clear for me. I have no major concerns here. However, what I would do is, I mean, this is only four lines long. It would not be enough for a paragraph. So basically explain this a little bit better. And also, please explain better, what does it mean, quality of arts? Is just because some people agree on a certain quality, or that many people agree on it, that's why it's of higher importance? Or do you mean of cultural importance? Or are you referring to a uniqueness? Or I don't know, just be a little bit, maybe you can define a little bit what you mean with quality. And then in the counterclaim, you basically mention the whole thing about critics, okay? That sometimes there are individual critics who basically say that a certain artwork is very important, and maybe most people disagree. But what the connection you could do now is that maybe this critic has additional knowledge about the context in which the artwork was created, and therefore the critic maybe knows better whether this ugly painting, let's say, has a high value. Okay, and we don't. The normal viewer does not know that. Okay, because the critic has additional knowledge. Maybe that is the thing. What you mean? But there's another aspect. What about the quality, the personal quality? Maybe it's important that an artwork has some personal quality for me as a viewer, because it has a certain personal meaning. Okay. So then this would actually go again into more into the shared and the personal knowledge. Okay. So me as a consumer of art, then I don't care what other people think. For me, this painting is very important, okay? So these are some basic feedback here, okay? I wish you all the best.